more I see of this old world, the less it means to me, and it's Jesus I really want to see. Yes, it's Jesus I really want to see. Yes.
Is that your desire?
Oh, yes, it's Jesus I really want to see. Yes, it's Jesus I really want to see. The more it's Jesus I really want to see.
Amen. God bless you. It's good to be back in church. Let's stand. Amen. You're thankful you have an unchanging hand to hold on to tonight? Amen. This is 160 if you don't know it.
Oh, time is filled with swift transition. And naught of earth unmoved can stand. We can build our hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, we can hold to God's unchanging hand. Just build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, and forsaken, oh, still more closely to Him cling. Oh, you can hold to God's unchanging hand. Just hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, build your hopes on things eternal. That so rapidly decays. never pass away. Oh, you can hold to God's, oh, hold to my hand. Just hold to God's unchanging hand. Just build your hopes on things turn. Just build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Amen. Can we give him a hand clap of praise this evening? Amen. Amen. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, it's good to be back in church. I hope you all came expecting. It's been a wonderful weekend of great benefits from the Lord. And so I'm just looking forward to what he has for us tonight. Just looking forward to hearing what the Lord has laid on Brother Joe Adams' heart. So we'll just be praying for him and pull on that gift. Amen. Don't have any prayer requests again. Praise the Lord. But I do have a testimony. So I would like to give a praise report. No one but God knows what battles I have been going through the last several months. I was walking by sight and not by faith. Today, by the grace and mercy of God, I want to give him all the praise. From this morning to this afternoon after prayer, I have been healed and delivered. Amen. I can, I will, I do believe. Amen. Sister Dottie Bryant, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I believe that's just one of many Thanksgiving reports that we'll hear. Amen. Amen. Brother Aaron, would you just come and invite the presence of the Lord and pray?
I sure appreciate this congregation and your pastor and the hospitality that's been extended to us this weekend. We've really had great liberty to minister the word, and that's because we're amongst believers. And where people believe, it's easy to preach the word. We appreciate you. We appreciate all you've done for us. It's been a great blessing to me, and I know to Brother Timothy and Brother Joe and each one, to have been a part of this with y'all, and y'all have helped make this a very special meeting. We appreciate it. But let's invite the one that we need to be here to fulfill the purpose of why we gathered. If he doesn't show up, then it's just a meaningless gathering of people. But when he comes on the scene, as we've seen, special things happen. So let's invite him. Heavenly Father, Lord, what a privilege it is once again to gather with your people. Lord, to come into this building, Lord God, that's been set aside, Lord, to worship you. But Lord, even still, it's just a building, Lord. And Lord, without you coming in this service tonight, Lord God, it would be pointless. Lord, but tonight we'd have a promise that you said where two or three gather in my name, in your name you'll be there. So Lord, we already know that your presence is beginning to move in this place. Lord, and I just pray tonight that you would anoint the worship, Lord God, that every song that goes forth will be pleasing to you, Lord. Lord, may we not be guilty tonight of putting you in the corner with dirty feet. Lord God, may each and every one of us, Lord, make it our heart's desire to worship you and pour out our praise and give you everything that you deserve tonight in this service, Lord. May we recognize that we'll never get another opportunity to redo this service. We'll never get an opportunity to redo this predestinated moment. May we have the attitude of tonight, Lord, don't pass me by, Lord. Lord, come by my seat, come by my pew, Lord, and minister to my heart. Lord, the word has been wonderful to this point, but I need you again right now. I need you tonight. I need you in this service, Lord. Lord, and I'm looking to you, Lord God, to move. Lord, I know that Brother Joe has put in time and hours and study, Lord God. I just pray that you'll just help him to move himself out of the way tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, and that you'll just speak directly, Lord. May the word hit the mark as we know it always does, Lord. Lord, and I pray you'll anoint our ears and anoint our heart. Lord, that the word tonight will fall upon good ground, Lord, and that we'll not just be hearers of the word, but we'll be doers, and we'll allow that word to change us, Lord God, from glory to glory. Lord, we love you with all of our heart. We dedicate this time to you, Lord. I pray you forgive us of any shortcomings or any failures, Lord, known or unknown, even in our lives, Father. We give this time now to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. We have a special from Sister Courtney Vaughn and Sister Amelia.
Brother, do you mind if I borrow this mic? You've been talking about how everybody got a story. Well, here is mine. I was so lost, but now I'm found. Yeah. Hey, sisters, take a walk down by the river. Let the Holy Spirit wash over me, 'cause now that I've been delivered, I want the whole world to know that I'm a new man now. Oh yes, that it's only by God's grace I'm standing here today. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, let me hear you say amen.
Appreciate that, sister.
Amen.
Brother Ben, would you get ready here? We'll sing this. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? And eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Sure appreciate Brother Azariah helping out. I'm telling him to take the mic stands to the wrong place, but we're going to have a good time tonight either way. Amen.
I had another song we were planning on singing after Timothy's preaching this morning. The song was going over my head all through the service, and felt this one with it. And we just sang it last Sunday, so you guys might know it, and you can help me along. Amen. Lord, we come to you and worship, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, Lord, we will lift up holy hands. Oh, your Spirit here before us, in righteousness we'll rise and sing. Oh, Elilah, Elohim, how we long to worship you. Yes, Lord. Oh, just a bluff, but with your Spirit here before us, in righteousness we'll rise and sing. Oh, Elilah, Elohim, oh, how we long to worship you. Oh, how we long to worship. once more. Oh, Elilah, Elohim, how we long to worship you. Oh, Elilah, Elohim, how we long to worship you.
Give him a hand clap of praise. The Lord is worthy. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So wonderful to feel his sweet presence here already. Amen. Why don't we stand? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Oh, I love that man in the middle. I know he first loved me. All praise to the man who died on Mount Calvary. Oh, the middleman made it possible that I could go free.
Is that your testimony tonight?
Oh, yes, I love that man in the middle. Oh, because I know he first loved me. We give all praise to the man who died. Middleman made it possible that I could go free.
Well, let's sing it to him. Oh, you love him tonight? Let's worship him together.
Amen. You thankful for that tonight? Amen. What a blessed people we are because of that man in the middle. Amen. God bless you tonight. It's good to be in church again. Hate to see these meetings come to a close, but goodness, I don't think my body could handle a whole lot more if we had many more days of services. My spirit is invigorated, but my body's about flat wore out, Brother Timothy. I know these brothers theirs are as well, and our voices and things, but God's good, and it's been wonderful to see what God has been doing, bringing revival not only to our church, but to families and individuals. And Brother Bram said that's how it comes anyhow. It comes, he said, the pastor doesn't bring it in his briefcase, but it comes in individuals, and then from that individual, it spreads to the family, from the family to the church, and from the church to the community. So I'm glad you brought revival with you this weekend. Amen. Certainly an honor and a privilege to be here. Certainly appreciate these brothers driving all these miles to be with us and their efforts and their time and study and just yielding themselves to the Lord and really pouring themselves out. And I know this is the first opportunity many of you have got to hear. Brother Joe will be tonight, but the young people heard him on Thursday night, and they were certainly blessed. And we had a wonderful time in the Lord then, and we are certainly looking forward. You know, we pick on Brother Joe a lot about different things, but my dad always makes this statement that I think is true of Brother Joe. He said, dynamite comes in small packages. And so, amen. You're about to see some dynamite explode all over this church. Most of you that know me know the ones that I really love, I pick on a lot. So I really love you, Brother Joe. People can tell I really love him. Let's just invite him to come tonight, and most importantly, invite the presence of the Lord. Let's just sing it together again as he would come. I love that man in the middle. Don't you love him tonight? My, aren't we blessed to know him? I feel so bad for those, you know, you hear people sick in body or loved ones that have passed or struggles they go through. And for those that don't know him, I can't imagine what it would be like. You know, it's hard enough for us as believers filled with the Holy Ghost, some of the trials and things we face. But I can't imagine what it would be like to try to face it without him. I'm so thankful that I don't have to, that I don't have to depend on myself or some psychological something, but that we can depend on that man in the middle. Amen. Let's sing it together. I love
Gracious Eternal Father, we just want to say thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the weekend. And most importantly, Father, we want to thank you for your presence. Lord, if you had not been here, these meetings would have been in vain. They would have been protracted. Lord, we would have went home as three men and our families. Lord, just had said some good words maybe and left when, you know, no impact, no life-changing impact. But Lord, we believe today that we're a people that can say that we have met God this weekend. We have experienced deliverance this weekend. We have received healing this weekend. We have come into the presence of the supernatural, God himself. And I just pray, Lord, that one more service, once more, Lord, let your spirit come and just have its way in our midst. May you speak to our hearts, God. You know the thoughts that are on the page. I pray, Father, that you would take those thoughts now and you would just transfer them to the people, Father. Yes. You'll anoint the tongue to speak life. You'll anoint the ears to hear it, Father. And you'll anoint the heart to receive. Yes. So, Lord, we just commit this service, Lord, the last service of these meetings to you. We commit it to you, and we pray that these people, Father, your people will be blessed because, Lord, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. We ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Might have to give me a little bit more volume if you don't mind. A little closer. You want me to eat the mic? I've never ate a mic, but hey, never preached into a basement until the other night. I told the young people, I said, you know, this is my first time. I preached to small groups before, four or five people, but this is the first time I ever preached in a basement. And Brother Nathan said, Brother Joe, there's only one way to go, and that's up. So maybe I made it up now. We're on the front floor, the first floor, so praise the Lord. So, amen. The young people got to hear me the other night, and it reminds me of a time Brother Timothy was doing some meetings in North Carolina for Brother Josh Bennett, and he was having a prayer line. He got done praying or was praying for some people, and I come up to help him and Brother Wayne Lawson. We were praying for this one guy, and, man, the power of God just came down, and the guy fell down. And, you know, the next day he said, man, those guys from Louisiana, they're tough. And he goes, that little guy, he's aggressive. I heard some of the reports from the young people's service. They were like, man, that wasn't no Bible study. That guy was intense. So I want you to know, I may be intense on the outside, but I love this message with all my heart. Amen. And I love the Lord with all my heart. I know what I used to be and I know what I am now. And it's not by my makeup. It's by God's will, God's desire, God's Holy Spirit. So tonight, we're just going to take our Bibles. We're going to turn to the family tree section of your Bible. The family tree section. These brothers didn't leave me absolutely nothing to preach on. Timothy went from Genesis to Revelations. I thought I had the book of Psalms wrapped up this morning, and he danced all over it. And then Brother Aaron, I mean, he just did a masterful job last night. But I say that in jest, but we can go through the family tree, and we can land in one place in Judges, and that's where we're going to turn tonight. We're gonna turn to Judges 5 and verse 6. But as you turn there, I just greet you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We count it a great honor. My family, my wife, we count it a great honor. Brother Aaron, Brother Timothy, what a privilege to be able to preach and hold meetings with wonderful men of God who have a stand for the gospel and believe in the supernatural. Yeah. Brother Nathan, it's an honor to be here to stand with you and your church, your family, and to know that we share the same desires, the same Holy Spirit, the same passion for the Word. Sister Rebecca, thank you for everything as well. This has been a wonderful time. I can tell you this. You're not half as blessed as we have been blessed. And I hope you've been blessed, but we are more blessed than what you have been blessed. It has truly been an honor to be here. You know, Brother Timothy preached some wonderful things the first night. He said, there's a word for you, and it'll hold you. Faith will work miracles for you if you will believe. How many believe that tonight? Faith will work miracles for you if you'll believe. And then Brother Aaron came back last night. God's timing is predestinated. It's perfect. And when it's time for something to happen, nothing will stop it. So I'm not the teacher. I'm not the pastor. I'm just a little evangelist. It's got a lot of fire on the inside, but I love the Lord. So I want to speak to you tonight as we're going to come out of Judges 5 and verse 6. Brother Aaron never gave his title last night. I don't know if any of you caught that or not. But he preached on plaguing Satan. Or legion or something of that nature. He plagued something. I'll tell you what, he plagued enough devils last night. I'm like, man, fine, let me have one devil to whoop up. I mean, save something. I mean, I got no devil to pick on, no scripture to preach on. Leave a poor short guy out. You know, that's getting the small end of the stick, ain't it? Amen. When we look here in Judges 5 and verse 6, it says, in the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied and the travelers walked through byways. Now you can be seated. In the days of Shamgar, and I could just imagine Shamgar probably being 5'6". You know, everybody wants to be tall, dark, and handsome. He was 5'6", going bald, put a nice suit on. But Shamgar had something. But you know, he didn't have it at certain times of his life. And like many of us, there's times that we don't have it in certain instances, in certain times. And we find it, you know, as we heard a wonderful message this past weekend and last night and again this morning, Satan will fight you and tell you that you didn't get anything this weekend. He'll tell you you didn't get your healing. He'll tell you you didn't get your deliverance. He'll tell you you didn't get whatever you came up here for last night or this weekend. You didn't get anything. It was only emotion. You were just hyped up because everybody else was coming through the line. But I want you to know tonight, that's a lie. Amen. What we witnessed last night was the power of God backing the people. Did you hear what I said? The power of God backing a people. Oh, no longer just on tapes. No longer in a God of history, but a God of now. A God that's present. A God that's available. A God that's willing to fight your battles. You got to believe that in this day, young people. And I want to speak to you from the essence tonight or from an angle tonight. You must defend your position. But I want to speak to you on your Shamgar moment. Your Shamgar moment. Shamgar had his moment. It's recorded. But what about yours? We find here that in time, as we look at the Bible and we see the time that Shamgar lived, the historians would say there was a cycle that they call the judges cycle, and there was a time of peace, there was a time of idolatry, there was evil behavior, there was slavery or oppression, then there was a crying out to God, and then God sent a judge, and the judge delivered the people. But we find it's during the time of peace that the people get laxed on God. It's during the time of peace that people say the Lord delayeth His coming. It's during a time of peace that people let the TVs back in their home. It's during a time of peace that the women begin to strip down and look like the ladies of the world. It's during that time of peace. But it's also during that time of peace that idolatry starts to slip in and oppression becomes the rule. It's during the time of peace. And so we find here that the men in that day begin to marry the gods or the people around there, the nations around them, and the Israelites begin to give their daughters over to those men. And I would challenge you tonight, let us be careful as message believers to not give our offspring over to the gods of this world. Let us fathers stand for righteousness. Let us mothers stand for truth and purity and modesty and not dress them down to look like some street prostitute, but may they look like and act like virtuous daughters of God. You say, Brother Joe, that's pastor's material. No, it's evangelistic material. You find in Judges 3, before we get to Shamgar there, there was another judge. And his name was Ehud. And he killed Eglon. And Israel subdued the Moabites. And the land had rest for 400 years. Right. They had this time of peace for 400 years. And then began because of this time of peace. And it seemed like they didn't have a judge or they didn't have a king to rule over them. Man began to do what he thought was right in his own eyes. Oh, if we hadn't had a repeat of that in this hour. Men begin to do what they think is right. They begin to say what they think the prophet meant. Come on, church. We got what the prophet said. It's on the tapes. It's been put in print. We don't need to read between the lines. We need to say what's on the line. And the land had rest for 400 years, but it was during this time that they slipped through the cycle of peace and came into idolatry, into oppression. And our pastor preached a message many years ago. He called it the revival cycle of revival and death. The cycle of revival and death. You get revived up only to die down. Let me tell you, let me encourage you this weekend. Don't let this revival stop. I'm not talking about the open door revival. I'm talking about your personal revival. Don't let your revival stop. Don't let it come down to you. You walk out of here and a month later you're defeated. But no, you keep the revival fires aflame. You let this word become a living reality because He's a living God. Amen. And we find that here the children of Israel begin to slip through that cycle of peace. And now they begin to worship the gods of the lands around them. And God says, you know what? You want to worship them? I'm going to oppress you. Because I want to bring you out. Right. So we find at the time of Shamgar, Shamgar lived at a time that the Philistines invaded the land. Right. Here Shamgar and the children of Israel came into the land. Joshua brought them into the promised land. If you know your Bible, you know that's the truth. You can say amen to that. Amen. He brought them into the land that flows with milk and honey. Right. Right. Not briars, not stickers, milk and honey. But there was enemies in the land, but they was already told, given a promise, I have given you the land. Go and take the land. And they went in and they took the land. They occupied the land. The land belonged to them. The land that they occupied, they moved freely in. They employed control over the inhabitants of the land. But because they slipped away in the cycle of peace, and now they become in the cycle of oppression, now they were living in enemy territory. The Philistines had invaded the land. And I want to say it like this. Our homes today have been invaded. Video games, some of you young boys, video games have invaded the homes. We have a young boy back home. The God, Spirit of God just dealt with him the other day after our camp meeting. He spent 8 hours a day, on average, 8 hours a day playing video games. I say parent delinquency. Eight hours, Brother Jackson, at sometimes he would play 14 hours a day playing NBA. And this, you say, well, you know, that game ain't bad. And absolutely right, that game's not bad. But when you spend 8 hours a day or 14 hours a day, anything that you put before the Lord becomes an idol. You begin to worship it. How can you serve God when you're worshiping a dead idol? We find now our schools have been invaded. The young people in this nation that we live in taking guns to schools and shooting their classmates. It's been invaded. Our jobs have been invaded. The churches have been invaded. Do you know that 57% of pastors and 64% of youth pastors are addicted to pornography? 57%, Brother David, of pastors and 64% of youth pastors are addicted to pornography. It's been invaded. Motherhood has been invaded. There's been laws being passed in some of our states now to where you have the right as a female to destroy that unborn baby in the last trimester or the last month of pregnancy. And if it's not dead when it comes out, you can finish it when it comes out. Oh, church, we're living in enemy territory. There's been 200 million demons been released in this age for one purpose, is to stop Shamgar. To stop Shamgar from having a moment. We find they're here in this hour. Satan's going to meet you after these meetings. He's going to try to steal everything that you thought you got. What do you mean thought I got? You're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to fight to keep it. Some of you walked up here and you got blessed. Absolutely blessed. Some of you got delivered. Absolutely delivered. Some of you got healed, absolutely healed. But that enemy that you're facing, he's going to come back when the meetings are over, when you're at school, when you're on the job, when you're at home by yourself, and he's going to tell you, you didn't get anything. That was just hocus pocus. That was just emotion. But I'm here to tell you, Shamgar, you got to stand for what is right in this hour. You got to stand for truth. You got to stand for God, for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to stand for the principles of God. You got to stand. You got to stand and fight for it. So we find that they left the cycle of peace. And they begin to be oppressed. How many of you have ever been oppressed? Every hand in the building needs to go up, because if not, you're a bunch of liars in this church. And we can stop the service right now. Open the altar and say, bring that lying devil to the altar. We all have been oppressed. We've been accosted by the enemy. But you find the Philistines oppressed him to a state of depression. Has oppressed him to a state of intimidation. Now they were fearful to go anywhere or do anything. Then they were weak. You know, as Brother Timothy alluded to, as we had this encounter with some demonic manifestations after our camp, every enemy that was cast out, the ones that spoke out said, "You are weak." Satan is trying to get the bluff on you. Telling us you are weak. And he tells you the same thing. You are weak. You have no power to cast me out. But what he doesn't realize, it ain't my power. It's not Brother Timothy's or Brother Aaron's or Brother Nathan's. It's not our power. It's the power of a living God. It's the power of the book of Acts, church, operating according to the word of God. And the word of God says we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We have the big commission to cast that devil out. You either believe it as a believer or you don't believe it. But I'm going to tell you, I believe the word of God. I stand on the word of God. I practice the word of God. Yes, Judges 5 and verse 6 says that the highways were unoccupied. Now I know we're in Indiana. And I'm from Mississippi. Don't hold that against me. I said I'm from there. I'm not there anymore. That's a great place to be from. Now I'm in Louisiana. We ain't far up from there. But at least I ain't in Mississippi. Well, we find the traveler. The Bible says that the travelers walk through byways. See, their highways were infested with robbers. Right. The travelers were obliged to seek out paths through intricate ways. And they had to go to byways or the long ways around. Right. Now, how many have ever put an address in your GPS? I got a couple people here. It's the last night. You'd think we got total deliverance. We still got some work to do, brothers. We got work to do. Man, I thought this was going to be easy. You did leave me a couple devils. But we find you put a coordinates in that GPS, it gives you probably 3 alternate routes. How many of you always pick the long route? No, now we got some honest believers in here. No, you take the shortest, quickest route. But we find in this day they had to take an alternate route. They had to go around because why? Because the highways were infested with robbers. They couldn't walk down the streets in fear of their lives. Let me tell you what the prophet of God said when he preached in Shreveport, Louisiana. He said, just think. What could you promise yourself today in another 10 to 15 years if the world should stand? If it does stand that every man in Shreveport, every woman, you'll have to pack a gun on the street with you in your pocket to protect yourself because of the hoodlums. Oh, what about today, church? When you walk down the street or you drive down the street and you see people all tatted up and their earrings or their ears all gauged out and their nose look like a bunch of hogs and swine. No, we're living in that day. Oh, don't put this off for tomorrow. This is the day that we're living in. Let me just tell you, I went to buy my daughter a cell phone a couple months back. I was going to be great big papa. Get my daughter a cell phone. She's about to start driving. She's actually got a driver's license. So none of you young boys, don't be looking at my daughter. She's beautiful, I know that. But I'm not giving out names, numbers, or nothing. So I'm going to be the great dad because she's in love with me. And I believe that's the way it should be. So I was going to be the great, big, nice, good parent. Favorite parent. And I was going to go buy her an iPhone. I found an iPhone 10 on Facebook Marketplace. I know some of you don't do Facebook. That's fine. But that's what I did. All right. I did it. Confession's good for the soul, I guess. I done got down this road. I might have to figure out how to back up. We ain't going to let him preach again. He's got Facebook. Well, for you, I don't have Twitter. Well, I do have. No, I don't have Twitter. I'm good. I don't remember which one I have and don't have. So I meet this guy in Monroe, Louisiana, which is 60 miles the other direction of Shreveport, Louisiana. It seemed all legit. The guy said, I'm wiping the phone. I'm going to meet you at a certain place at a certain time. Me and my son drive over there. And we say, all right, we wait. No big deal. Try to text him a couple times. He's coming, all right. So when he finally gets to where we were meeting him at, I did not know that I was in the hood. But I was in the hood. Thank God the hood wasn't in me. So we see him. He comes out of the store. I pull up beside him. And I guess as I roll my window down, I unlock my doors in my car. I don't know how it happened to this day, but it happened. Well, he jumps in the back seat, and the car's still rolling. I got my foot kind of on the brake trying to stop it. He's in the back seat. I turn around. Okay, let me see the phone. He pulls out a knife that long, and he puts it up to my throat. Said, give me everything you got. Give me everything you got. I'll stab you, man. I'll stab you. I'll kill you right here in the car. I pushed a hand away. As I pushed a hand away, the knife got closer to my son's throat. I said, you know what? This ain't worth $250. But I had a pistol in my console. God knows if I would have got to it, he'd have been a dead man. But the highways are not safe. That's the age in which we're living. It's not safe. So I gave the man the money, got out of the car. Me and my son are still traumatized to this day. But I say that to say this age in which we're living in is a dangerous age. It's an age of uncertainty. It's an age of tension. It's an age of insanity. It's an age where men do not value other man's life. But I'm here to tell you, in this age, God is looking for a Shamgar. God is looking for a man. God is looking for young people that's going to stand the test of time. They're going to believe the word of God. And they're going to live the word of God.
God is looking for a Shamgar in Laodicea and say, I believe this message. And I'm going to stand behind it. I'm going to stake my life on it. I'm going to hang my soul on every word of God that the prophet of God preached. They've been Shamgar's people. They've been accosted and oppressed for 20 years. Their villages were depopulated. Their villages were deserted. Their fields were not tilled. The cities were blocked up. There was no trade caravans. The country was overran with enemy soldiers. Everything was wretched, miserable, poor. And Israel had no men to fight. They had no army. They had no warriors. The land was full of anarchy and confusion. And they did what they thought was right in their own eyes. But the Bible gives us a warning in 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, notice he's your adversary. Don't be having no picnic with the enemy, okay? Oh, you think I can do this? I'm strong enough. No, you're not strong enough. No, sir, you can't just try to smoke a cigarette here or do a little bit here or bring the TV in the home here and you're just going to watch a certain episode. No, you're not strong enough for the enemy. The only way that you become strong enough to defeat your enemy is to be born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, and then it's not you, it's the Holy Ghost in you overcoming the demons of this age. So we find the Bible says that your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may play games with. So he may come over and have breakfast on Sunday morning before church. No, he's trying to devour your life. He's trying to, hey, let me tell you, parents, he's trying to destroy your kids. Moms and dads, he's after your young people. He's after this generation. Somehow, hey, we need moms and dads today to rise up and say that I will not give my young people to the enemy. I'll not throw them out in the world, but I'm going to keep them under the umbrella of a gospel life. We find Shamgar was living in desperate time. Fear gripped the people, much like fear has gripped the people today. But in Judges 3 and verse 31... the Bible says, and after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, which slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad. And he also delivered Israel. Not only did he destroy 600 Philistines, but he also delivered Israel. And today, church, we're living in desperate times. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1, know this also, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemer, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection. I hope you understand what that means without me having to be very descriptive. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. But yet in this hour, in this condition, at this time, God is looking for men. God is looking for women. God is looking for a young person that's going to rise up and become excited by the word of God and realize who they are and what they've been called to in this hour. And many of you last night, you killed some Philistines. Many of you last night killed some devils at this altar. But Shamgar didn't stop with 600. He delivered Israel. Right. I said he delivered Israel. Some of you need to go back home and deliver your homes. Right. Some of you need to go back and kick the trash out of your home and bring deliverance to your home. Right. Take the go in the closets and begin to take all the nasty tight tops and tight skirts and tight this and slit this and take it out of your home and deliver your children and deliver your wives and deliver your husbands and deliver your home. It's time. It's more than fighting devils. It's bringing deliverance. It's bringing the Holy Ghost life to your home, to your church, to your job, to your school. That's what God is calling men and women to do in this hour. Oh, it ain't just coming to church on Sunday or Saturday night in special meetings and whooping devils. No, it's going home and cleaning house. Deliverance in the home. And when you deliver the home, the house of God will be delivered. When you say, Brother Joe, who am I? I'm so glad y'all are very inquisitive tonight. Asking such great Bible questions. Who am I? Let me tell you what the prophet of God says Shamgar was. He said, how in the world can you preach a whole service on Shamgar? Well, we're going to find out. In the message preparation, the prophet of God will say, but there, the little old Shamgar, I think he's probably our size. Gotta be. Probably between mine and your age. Slightly a little bit more hair. Oh, yeah. He said, there was no king, but who was he? He was just a lay member. Oh, he was just a lay member. The Bible would say he's a son of Anath. Otherwise, he was unknown. There was no notice given to his tribe. There was no notice given to his family. There was no genealogy wrote down. He was not the leader of an army. He was not a figurehead in Israel. No, but he may have been an unknown to everybody. And you may feel like you're an unknown here. And nobody knows your name. But just as God knew Shamgar's name, God knows your name. God knows your struggles. God knows your difficulties. My God knows. He put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life and he engraved them in the palms of his hand. God knows all about you. God knows about your situation that you're going through, Shamgar. Amen. You may feel like a nobody. You may feel like you're surrounded. Yes, but I'm here to tell you, oh, if you just open up those supernatural eyes, you'll see there's a host of angels all around this building tonight. Oh, they have been dispatched for your protection. They have been dispatched. The angels of God are here to standing beside you to fight for you tonight. Oh, hallelujah. You may think you're nobody. You think maybe nobody knows your name. But God anointed Shamgar. I said God anointed Shamgar. Surely God can anoint you. Shamgar did that under the blood of bulls and goats. Oh, we got an eternal blood. Oh, we don't have a blood of a bull and goat. We got the blood of a perfect lamb. Oh, an eternal lamb. Oh, it brings sickness. You bring sickness into that lamb. It brings healing when it comes to the other side. Oh, hallelujah. Notice here. The odds was against Shamgar.
Uh-huh. Right.
One man with a crazy stick in his hand. Yeah. Brad, I'm going down here. That's kind of what we think. When we read the Bible sometimes, we don't see everything that goes on. But since I'm preaching this service, I can tell the story how I want to. And so I'm doing that tonight. Here it is, one man with an ox goad, a pointed stick, used to pry ox to keep plowing, against 600 heavily well-trained Philistine soldiers. Those odds were crazy odds. Where'd my brother go with my slideshow? You can't count on him. I mean, the brother took my slideshow this morning. Oh, there he is. Let's pull up that first set of slides. It's the last service, so let's just have church. Yeah. Let's have church. Yeah. We find the odds were against Shamgar. There was crazy odds, impossible odds. Oh, let me tell you, if you got God on your side, there ain't about nothing is impossible with God. We had a sister in our church, and Brother Timothy told all about it this morning, but I'm going to show you some pictures tonight of what the power of a living God will do. This sister was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphatic cancer. And I'm not going to keep talking. I'm going to let him pull it up. Stage 4 of lymphatic cancer. Here it is. You see it in her right lung lobe here on 12/27/2017. And as Brother Timothy alluded to this morning, in one service, the power of God came down. And she jumped up and rose to her feet. And she began to run around the church. What was she doing, church? She was having a Shamgar moment. Whoa, she took God at his word. God, you're my healer. God, you're my deliverer. She was looking at death. She was looking at a grave. But my God was looking at the word. And the word says, by my stripes, you are healed. 2 months later, completely free. I said completely free. What about a Shamgar? What about a Shamgar? You got cancer this morning. Cancer ain't nothing to my God. I say cancer ain't nothing to my God. Show the next picture. Here she is on her 40th birthday. Her hair starting to grow out with a big pretty smile across her face. Because why? She was looking at a grave. That's what the devil tried to tell her. No, but she had a Shamgar moment. A Shamgar moment. Oh, church, we all got to get to that place. Though the odds may be against you. The doctors say there's no way. I'm going to tell you, that's what the doctor says. But the word of God says, it's the whosoever will can have whatsoever you ask if you'll just believe tonight. I don't know what your odds are. You may have physical odds this morning or this evening. You may have spiritual odds this evening. You may have financial odds this evening. You may have domestic odds this evening. But all things are possible.
Amen.
I tell you, if you got a negative thought, just get up and walk your thought on outside. Because I don't need negativity in this building. I'm a preacher of faith. Because I believe in the supernatural. I've seen the supernatural. We've seen the supernatural. We've seen the power of God. I've been face to face with demons. And I know the power of God is there to cast it out. I got nothing to fear. You got nothing to fear. Shamgar, God is calling you in this hour.
Amen.
Your situation may appear to be impossible. There's no way out. That's what the devil wants you to hear. Your sickness, they say, may be incurable. That's according to the doctor's report. Your marriage may be irreparable. Too much hurt has been said on both sides. But I ask you, whose report are you going to believe? I said, whose report are you going to believe? What God put together, let no man put asunder. Oh, and let me tell you, church, if it was worth marrying the first time, it's worth fighting for. It's worth keeping. It's worth struggling. It's worth every trial. It's worth every heartache. Oh, let me tell you, stay with the word of God. It may look impossible. It may look like you're surrounded, but you're surrounded by angels. You're surrounded by the presence of a living God. We got nothing to fear. All things are possible for them that believe. Brother Branham, in the message preparation, he says, now, brother, he said, he was sick and tired of the Philistines. And I hope some of you are getting sick and tired of your Philistines.
Yeah.
Packing them in the church, packing them back home, packing them on the job, packing them, as we heard Brother Aaron last night, they've been chained to you.
Right.
No, we serve a God that can break chains.
Right.
Shamgar said, I'm sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
What about the church at Open Door Tabernacle? Open Door Fellowship, Open Door, whatever your last name is. The Church of the Open Door, how about that? I'll get it right. I probably won't ever get invited back, but hey. Can't get my church name right, you ain't coming back. We just shut the door on you, Brother Joe. That door was open, we just closed it. Luke 1 and verse 37 says, for with God nothing shall be impossible.
Amen.
I said with God nothing shall be impossible. And with you and God, woo, nothing. Let me tell you, church, I just said nothing shall be impossible with you and your God. Your God can't be defeated. Your God can't be destroyed. Your God is a mighty God. He's a victorious God. He's a winner, church. Your God, my God, he ain't never lost a battle, and he ain't going to start at the open door. They told you I was a rocket. I was at a black church, a Baptist black church right down the road from our old church. It's been many years ago. Yeah, you're right. It's hard to fight with a jacket on. And me and this black pastor, we became good buddies. And so anyway, he had me come and preach for him. First time he heard me preach, he invited me back. He says, all right, brothers and sisters, we got the atom bomb with us tonight. I said, oh my, I've got to live up to that. I done been called a rocket, the atom bomb, and everything else. But see, we need to take our eyes off the problem. Take our eyes off our sickness. Take our eyes off our financial conditions. Take our eyes off our marriage struggles and put your eyes back on the God who says all things are possible. Put your eyes back on the God that says, I love you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Put your eyes back on the God that says, I'm the creator of heavens and earth, and I created you, and I know what you're there for. Yeah. Look to the God that can bring beauty out of ashes.
Right.
He said, Brother Joe, come on, we're up here in Jeffersonville. You know everything about this area. Oh my. Why make excuse?
Come on now.
Why make excuse? Brother Joe, we're just nobody. We're just a church trying to make it with everything going on around us. Zechariah 4:10 says, who has despised the day of small things?
Yeah.
Oh, it started as a small thing. A man with his family. A small thing. But who has despised the days of small things? The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things. Did you hear that word? All. Now we put the devil in that word all, but we can also put the promise in that word all. I can do all things. I can do great things. I can do mighty things through my God. My God. My God. He's personal. He's a personal God. My God who gives me strength. I can do it. Not I want to. I can do it. That needs to be your confession. I can do all things. I can. I will. I do believe. I can. I will. I do believe that my God heals me now. Not tomorrow. Now. Not when I feel better. Now. Not when I go back to the doctor. Now. My God can deliver me now. My God can change my marriage now. Not next week. Don't put it off to next week. Your God's able now if you'll take him at his word. If you'll believe him tonight, Shamgar. Amen. Teddy Roosevelt said this. How many know Teddy? He used to be a president. For some of you that don't get the news. Aaron's a history teacher. He can tell you all about Teddy. Teddy Roosevelt said this famous quote. Do what you can. With what you have, where you are. Do what you can with what you have, where you are. So what did Shamgar do, Brother Joe, that was so valiant? Shamgar resisted the enemy. When so many today, message believers are laying down. Well, I guess I got to live this way. The doctor told me this. Or it's a family genetic. Passed down and passed down and passed down. Oh, come on. Shamgar resisted the enemy. Though the odds were against him, he wasn't looking at the odds. He was looking at something greater than the odds. He was looking at the God who formed him, who fashioned him, who made him what he was. And if you'll look at the God who's made you what you are tonight, you won't look at your Philistines. You'll look at the promise. He fought 600 trained warriors with no training of his own. And he stood for truth and he stood for the principles of God. Amen. And God is calling you to stand for the same truth, for the same principles, for the same God. Because God doesn't change.
That's right.
You may change, you may lax here, but God doesn't lax here. You can't put God in your box. And take your God to church. And because your God don't fit the way they bring it at church, because he's a God of the church. He's a God of the people. Well, this ain't the way my God worships. But then you need to let your God out of the box and let him loose among the people. Let the winds of the Spirit begin to blow through this place. Oh, what was God trying to tell us the other night? He's here. He's ready. Don't you limit God. Don't you put God in the box. But let the Spirit, let the anointing loose in this hour. And let that Shamgar anointing come to you in your pew, wherever you are in your situation. And let that God overcome your battles. Let that God overcome your enemy. Let that God take control of the situation. Do what you can. He said, well, Brother Joe, I don't have a great big mind. I mean, none of us got a great big mind because we got heads about that big around. You know, one of my faults, it ain't a fault. I don't have very many. No, I'm just kidding. He ain't never going to have me back, y'all. How about I make the best of this first opportunity? But many times we think we got to have this great big mind. We can recite hundreds of pages of scriptures. How many of you feel that way sometimes? That lying spirit ain't got out of here yet. And we feel like we got to be able to quote, go through the whole church age book. God ain't asking you to do that. God ain't asking you to have a bunch of scriptures memorized, the whole book of Hebrews or this book or that book or the whole church age book or the seal book or whatever message you want to be able to quote from. No. God's asking you to do one thing, believe it and live it. You can take one scripture out of the Word of God and you can destroy every enemy that you face. Brother Joe, I need to know what that scripture is. He says, I'm the Lord thy God and I change not. He says, I'll be with you, even in you, even to the end of the age. Let me tell you, you can take that word, take that promise and defeat cancer and defeat sugar diabetes and defeat lung trouble and defeat heart trouble and defeat depression and defeat fear and anxiety. You can take that word because your God gave you a promise, Shamgar. I'll never leave you. In your lowest valley, in your darkest days, I'm there. I'm a very present help in a time of trouble. Do what you can with what you have. And this is where I want to get to. These brothers have been long-winded. Well, Brother Timothy told me we could preach till 11 p.m. tonight, but he ain't the pastor, right? Well, they said, Brother Joe, you preach till 9:30, we're going home. But you can keep on preaching. I'll do my best to let you go by 9:29. Do what you can with what you have. Well, what does Shamgar have that was so awesome? The Bible said he had an ox goad, a stick that's 8 feet long. And on one end, it's got a point to it. It's a point on one end for poking the ox. On the other end, it's kind of like a chisel for scraping the mud off the plow. And we find here it was just a farming implement, a farming tool. He didn't have an AK-47. He didn't have an AR-15. He didn't have the most fastest bow on the market. He didn't have a 45. And popping off in the air. No, he didn't have that. All he had was a farming implement. Let me tell you, you put what you have in the hands of a living God. Oh, I'm going to tell you. 600 Philistines can't stop that arm. 600 Philistines can't stop your God. With the farming implement, your God is able. Oh, church, I hope you see what I'm putting down tonight. Your God is able to deliver. A farming implement. Do what you can with what you have where you are. Amen. You may not be a preacher. You may not be a deacon. You may be a housewife. But do what you can. Amen. Where you are. Yes. You may be an accountant. You may be in bricklaying or construction. Or you may be a washerwoman that decides to hold a meeting. And the only little man came was a man by the name of Dwight Moody. Somebody did what she could with what she had, where she was. And what did it do? A little bitty old straggly looking boy came into the church. Oh, and he sat in the back. But on the second night, he made his way to the front. On the third night, he gave his heart to the Lord. Let me tell you, and he won more souls for the kingdom of God because the little washwoman did what she could with what she has, where she was. You may think I can't do that. Oh, put that beside. You can do all things tonight through Jesus Christ. You just got to give God what you got. Brother Bam says this in the message, pollworm, locust, cankerworm, and caterpillar. He says, now, if every man tonight will realize that the things that you got, divine health and everything, God gave it to you at Calvary. Every born again man is circumcised by the Holy Ghost. You have a right to every redemptive blessing. Let the devil rob you of none of it. And if that was good for 1950, I'm here to tell you it's good for 2019 because he's still God. Just because our prophet went off the scene didn't mean our God left with him. No, God is still here. His spirit is still here. We saw the manifestation of that spirit last night. And if you got a need tonight, he's still God. He's still a healer. He's still a warrior. He's still a battle. He's ready to do battle on your behalf. Brother Bam says, what happened? Or what is it? He said, the Holy Spirit come on him. Brother Joe, you got to back off that Holy Ghost stuff. We don't want that. No Acts 2:38 screaming, shouting.
All right, come on, brother.
This is where we've gotten in some message churches. They don't want the moving of the Spirit. They've taken the blood out of the book. Out of all their songs, there's no reading about the blood. Let me tell you, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Oh, Shamgar became inspired. Brother Brown makes a statement here. What is that in thy hand? 1955. He says, what is that in thy hand? You say, Brother Branham, I ain't got nothing in my hand. You may have a prayer card. Drop the thing on the ground and rise in the name of Jesus Christ and say, I take Christ as my healer tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody have a prayer card, an opportunity. They knew that if that number got called or that card got called, they would come into the presence of the angel of the Lord. And the prophet of God said, if that's what you got in your hand, you can drop that thing on the ground and say, I accept Christ as my healer. And that same God, he'll meet you in your seat. He'll meet you where you are. It ain't getting into the prayer line. No, believe where you are. See, the miracle is not what you don't have. But the miracle is what you already have in your hand. See, it's what God has already gifted you. Too many times we're looking at, well, if I could sing like Brother Nathan, I would never preach. Me and Brother Aaron have a saying. If we could sing, we'd be double platinum. Oh, he may be single. I'm going to be double. I'm going to try to one-up him on the platinum charts. We find that we always look, well, if I could sing, or if I could preach like this brother, if I could do this, or if I can do that, it's time that we stop looking what everybody else got. Quit looking at their gifts. Quit looking at and envying what they have. And look what God has placed in your hand. God's given you a talent in your hand. God has given you something that's able to defeat your enemy. You just got to start looking at what's in your hand. Recognize that God has gifted you something. Let's bring up those second set of pictures. And I would say it like this. Won't you allow tonight the supernatural to empower what's in your hand and destroy your enemy that's in your land? See, this young girl, alopecia, is the devil that they want to attack to her. And Brother Timothy said it this morning, she came through a prayer line. She didn't have much in her hand, but a few days before that, she wrote something on a board and posted it to her wall or to her door, said, I can, I will, I do believe. Does it look like she has any right to believe when the devil is stripping off all of her hair, all of her glory, but she nevertheless, she said, I can, I will, I do believe that my God heals me now. She didn't have much in her hand, but she came to a prayer line at a church camp with two bobby pins. Oh, she came with two bobby pins. Brother Joe, what's she going to do with those bobby pins? She says, I can, I will, I do believe. And she came up there. She says, when I come through this prayer line, I want to put these back in my hair. It was a Shamgar moment. Next picture. Look at that. Restored glory. Bobby pins in the hair. Next picture. Getting longer every day. Because she gave what she had in her hand to a living God. And my God's able. I said, my God's able. Give God what's in your hand. Give God what's in your heart. Give God your whole everything, church. And let God make out of it. The Bible says that God has dealt every man a measure of faith. The problem is you need to let your faith loose. Let your faith loose tonight. Let it take you into deeper depths. Let it take you beyond your fears. Let it take you beyond your worries, your anxieties, your complexes.
Let it take you beyond your day-to-day struggles. Let it take you in the presence of a living God. Let your faith transport you into the realm of the supernatural. See, the miracle is not what you don't have. It's what you already have. You just don't know how to use it. Faith in operation. Mary and Martha, they had a brother who was dead for 4 days. And his best friend, Jesus, decided he was going on a trip when they needed him the most. It seemed like to you and I that the pastor walked out. And we talked about this morning, called the elders of the church. They called. He wouldn't come. Man said, nope, I ain't coming. How would you like to have Jesus as your pastor? Boy, you get upset with Brother Nathan. Jesus plant his whip and probably come in here and clean some house. Somebody else chewing gum and everything else in the house of God. Oh, I wasn't going to say that, but it slipped out, Brother Nathan. I'm sorry. I hope they start swallowing. And we ain't been taught no better than that. Amen. Let me get back to where my thought was. Boy, have mercy. Yep, last time. You might as well make it count. So here he goes. He's on a 4-day journey. Their brother's dead. But here comes Jesus back. And Martha runs out to meet him. Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. He says, look, I'm the resurrection and life. Oh, I know he's going to rise again. He said, no, that's not what I am. I will be what I will be. You need me to be a healer. You need me to be a resurrection. I will be what I will be in your time of need. Don't you limit me in my time. I'm God and I change not. I'm the resurrection. I'm the giver of life. Oh, tell me where you laid him. Oh, tell me where you laid him, church, and I'll go there. Oh, Martha said, Lord, we believe. Brother Bram says she was at complete rest, knowing that whatsoever things he asked, it could happen. Let me just read it how the prophet said it, because I think it's wonderful. Even when all hopes was gone, yes, she was satisfied. She could only get him to ask, it would take place. Now, how do we know faith like that today? See, she had to believe in the impossible. And the prophet of God says impossibles are made real when God is taken at his word. Amen. When God, your God, is taken at his word. And she said, Lord, even now, Lord, whatsoever things you ask, I know he'll do it. And I don't know your situation tonight, but I can tell you one thing, even now, Lord. You need healing in the body, even now, Lord, tonight. You need marriage problems fixed, even now, Lord. Whatsoever you ask, God, my God will give it. You need deliverance in the home. You need things patched up and made right, even now, Lord. Whatsoever you ask, God. Whatever you ask, God, God will give it. Even now, Lord. What do you got in your hand, church? Moses had a staff and it parted the Red Sea. Joshua had a ram's horn and the walls of Jericho came crashing down. David had a sling and 5 little rocks. But in the right hand, Goliath was no match. Right. Samson had an old dry jawbone of an ass. Oh, but in the right hand. I'm not talking about Samson's hand. I'm talking about God's hand. An old brittle dry bone in the hand of God will whip 1,000 Philistines. Right. What about faith in your hand? Amen. What about a promise in your hand? Amen. See, then things says, the Bible says that God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. It seemed foolish that a peasant farmer, a no-name, would rise and fight 600 Philistines, but it happened. It seemed foolish that a little girl who lost all her hair would walk through a prayer line with bobby pins and they believed God to give her her hair back, but it happened. It looked foolish that the young lady ran around the church believing that God was going to deliver her cancer, but it happened. Oh, tell me, church, all things are possible. He's the God of impossibilities. And impossible things take place when your God, my God, is taken at his word. So whatever you got in your hand,
give it to God. The name Shamgar means sword. Shamgar became a sword in the hand of God. He became a sword. God called an ordinary man to do extraordinary things in a troublesome time with something that wasn't even considered a weapon. Did you hear what I said? God called an ordinary man, a lay member, to do extraordinary things in a troublesome time with something that wasn't even considered a weapon. Amen. Come on, Shamgar. Come on, Shamgar. You may feel like you're ordinary, and you are, but God's ready to do extraordinary things. Amen. At the Church of the Open Door. Amen. Shamgar realized. Can I go a little bit longer? Well, I'm glad you said so, because I was going to do it anyway. No, I'm just kidding. Brother Nathan's going to realize we're all long-winded. We're just a bunch of liars up here. Shamgar realized that somebody had to take a stand. Somebody had to stand against the Philistines, or they'll keep killing, they'll keep pillaging, they'll keep destroying everything that they worked so hard for. He realized somebody was going to have to make a stand, and he was determined to be that one. He was going to be the one that stood in the family and stand for righteousness. He was going to be the one that stood out there no matter what the obstacles were, no matter how many of the odds were against him. He was going to be that one. And I'm asking you tonight, Church of the Open Door, are you that one tonight in Jeffersonville, in New Albany, in Clarksville? Are you that one that'll stand for God, that'll resist the devil, that'll stand for truth, that'll stand for the family, that'll stand for purity and holiness and modesty? Will you be the one God's looking for in this hour? Shamgar chose to fight when the church wasn't around. Oh, when the meetings were over. Shamgar didn't have the pastor at his side. He didn't have the church members on his side. Shamgar had God. He had God on his side. If you just recognize, it ain't the pastor, it ain't the preacher, it ain't the deacons, it's Almighty God. He's on your side. I wish I had the voice to preach. No, he stood for truth. God's looking for somebody to stand for truth. He's looking for somebody that'll refuse to let the world have your children. We want to be their friends. There's a time for that. But it ain't when they're in their adolescence. It's just time to be a parent and stand for godly virtues. God's looking for somebody to stand for healing, fight for marriage virtues, to preach when you're called to preach, to stand against a movement that's coming through this message to try to destroy it. Somebody that'll stand and say what the prophet said and not try to read between the lines. But to say what he said, how he said it, in the spirit in which he said it. I don't need your carnal interpretation of what the prophet meant. I know what he meant. It's on tape. Miracles will begin when you take what's in your hand and put it in God's hand. The Bible says in Ephesians 3 and verse 20, the Bible says now, he to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. He can do for you tonight more, brother, than you can ask or think. Some of you came up here tonight and said, God's going to give me a new job. God's going to give me a new house. God's going to do something for my daughter. He's going to repair the womb, or he's going to repair the bladder. He's that kind of God. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can even imagine in your mind. Our God's greater than your problem. He's greater than your situation. He's greater than your demon. He's greater than your trouble. He's greater. And he can do greater things, church. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Let me start bringing this down to a close. That's the first time I said it. You got to give me 15-minute increments. Shamgar could have made excuses. Like some of you. It's just Sunday night. I think I'm going to go home and watch my television program. Well, I'm a nobody. I'm just a lousy farmer. I can't even produce out a good crop. Apparently he was doing something right. They kept stealing it every year. Shamgar can't even see the fruit of his land. I've never been in a fight. Well, it's a good thing y'all didn't know me back in the day. I told my wife I used to love to fight. I was a lover and a fighter. I loved to fight. Thank God God got a hold of me. Now I like to fight the enemy. I put everything in the church, all that I have, because it's changed my life. I know what I used to be. I know what God done for me. And I'm here to tell you, I'm here to testify. If you'll give God what's in your hand, God's able to make a preacher out of you, able to make a deacon out of you, able to make a deacon's wife out of you, or a preacher's wife out of you. But more importantly, he can make a son and daughter of God out of you. That's what God's ready to do tonight at the Church of the Open Door, is to make sons and daughters of God, to birth you into his presence. That you know, Brother Stephen, ain't no devil in hell can come against you, because you have been adopted into the family of God. Oh, hallelujah. He could have made excuses, but instead of making excuses, something started stirring. A little thing called righteous indignation started to well up. Started to get mad. How many of you ever been mad? Not at your husband or your wife. Have been mad at the devil. No. Not the way you are at your spouse. Not the way you have been to your kids. Come on, let's just be real. We don't think about getting mad at the devil that way. But if you get mad at the devil that way and let that righteous indignation rise up, and I refuse, Satan. You come in my home, you come and you destroyed this, and you tore this virtue down, and you tore the altar down. But I'm here to tell you, I'm going to rebuild the family altar. I'm coming back to God. I'm bringing my family back to God. Oh, something begin to well up. Something begin to well up. Shamgar was sick and tired of being sick and tired. He was tired of being destroyed. He was tired of being run down. He was tired of being destroyed by the enemy. And when you get sick and tired, Brother Jackson, something's going to take place. Amen. You know, every fight I ever got into is because I got sick and tired of the person I was looking at. Brother Joe, you ain't very big. I know I got my hide whooped a few times. I told our young people the other day, I was preaching a message to them. And Brother Bam said, you know what the thing needs? What needs to happen is we need to get drunk on the Spirit of God. You know, we want to come to church and be all formal.
Come on now. Amen. Go ahead.
Amen. Who in the world can hear it? Amen. I'm that kind of preacher like the prophet of God. Sick him, boy. Sick him. I want to hear a good honey. Amen. That's nothing but the truth. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I told my young people when I was out in the world, I used to get drunk. I'm not glorifying it, but I got drunk. And I go into a party and I get drunk. I'm looking for the biggest man in the party. Come on, boy. Oh, but I'm telling you, when I got drunk on the Holy Ghost, come on, devil. Come on, devil. Come on, devil. You ain't no match for my God. I'm intoxicated. I've come under the influence of the Holy Ghost, and ain't no devil. I said, ain't no devil. Ain't no devil can stop my God. Ain't no devil can stop my God. It's time we get drunk. Shamgar, take a drink of new wine. Take a drink. It's okay. We're in church. We got kosher wine, Brother Joe. I ain't talking about kosher. I'm talking about supernatural wine.
Go ahead.
Well, we're glad we saved him for last. He's wearing us out. I might have to get you another bottle. That's what I used to say in the world. Gotta get you another bottle. I'll tell you, I'm feeling good up here. I'm feeling good up here. I'm drinking new wine. I'm drinking new wine. Won't you have a drink? I'll share with you. I'll even buy you a drink. Oh, come on and taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that he still heals. Taste
and see that he still delivers. Taste and see that he's an old-time God. Taste and see, church. Taste, my God. He's a living God. Taste him tonight. Receive him tonight. Taste this God. What a mighty God. Taste him. Oh, we tasted him last night, but he's back. You know one thing about a drunk? He can't never get too much. A real drunk will wake up the next morning. First thing he does is start drinking. I wonder about us Christians. Oh, what about us drinking? From that well, that fountain, that inexhaustible fountain. Brother Joe, I need healing. And I ain't read my Bible. Shame on you. There's a well there. You can't exhaust this well. Daniel 11 verse 32 says, but the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The people of the open door, the church of the open door. You got to shorten that name for me. I'm Mississippi. The people that know their God, they shall be strong, not weak little people. Let me tell you, church, if there's ever been an age that should be strong, if there's ever been an age that should be doing exploits, you have witnessed time and time and time again the supernatural. You have heard on tapes blind eyes being opened, deaf ears being come back. Oh, the mute tongues speaking back. The dead being raised up. Demon powers being cast out. If there's ever been a time that the church of God should be doing expo, it's this day. There shouldn't be one devil stand before you, church. Because God has been vindicated time and time again through this message. Shamgar could have made excuses, but he didn't. He accepted the challenge. What about you, church? No matter how big your giant, no matter how hot the fire, no matter how hungry the lions, no matter how tall the walls, your God can shut the mouths of lion. He can fan back the flames of the fire, and he can scale the walls. Oh, I hope faith is rising in the camp. God can do great things through ordinary people, when ordinary people put their lives in the hand of an extraordinary God. Amen. Y'all want that one more time? I'm going to give it to you. Some of y'all need to write that down. Because when you get by yourself and you're on your own and the revival fires of this meeting is over and you're a month or two away, you need to know that God can do great things through ordinary people. Housewives, accountants, masonry people, construction people, washer people, housewives, preachers, deacons, trustees, lay members. God can do great things through ordinary people when ordinary people put their lives in the hand of an extraordinary God. Amen. Devils are on every side to destroy you, to steal away your victory that you got this weekend. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 8, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Because I know in whom I have believed. I got nothing to worry about, Brother Anthony. I got a new job coming. I got a new house coming. I believe it was one sister over here asking for her daughter, for her bladder or something coming back. I got no fear. We've been pressed on every side, but yet not distressed, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Oh, church, don't make excuses for why you can't live it. Put your finger on the promise and say, God, you said it. I'm standing here like Shamgar stood. Though I can't see it, though I can't feel it, I know you're still God. I know you're still able. Shamgar, let me start bringing this down. I know I done said that. That was probably 10 minutes ago, right? My goodness, I'm as long as Aaron. I'm going to go quickly. No promises. Shamgar, in his moment of truth, he realized, I'm a circumcised Israelite.
That's right. There it is.
He realized, I'm a child of God. I've been circumcised on the eighth day. I know that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, He's my God. And I'm here to testify to you, church, the God of Luther and the God of Wesley and the God of William Branham, He's my God tonight. He's your God tonight. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Recognize who you are. Shamgar, his righteous indignation rose up. Brother Bam said, claim your God-given privilege and beat their heads in. We want to be proper at the Church of the Open Door. We ain't proper. We devil defeating. We can take this good... Oh. I'll pay for it if I break it. Come on, Shannon. Don't y'all quiet down on me. Brother, you don't know whose guitar that is. You're exactly right. He's probably going to beat me up when it's over. But that's all right. This is my sermon. Let me get through the end of it. But you can take what's in your hand, Shamgar. And you can take it. And if all you do is strum a guitar, strum it for God and defeat your enemy. Give God everything. If you're a singer, sing to the top of your lungs and give God that gift. If you're a piano player, quit playing with the keys and play that thing like you know you can. If you're a preacher and God calls you to preach, don't you shy away from the truth. Shamgar, you stand there and you proclaim the word. Let me put this back before I break it. Thank you, Jesus. Whose guitar is that? Brother Ernie, it's anointed. You'll never play it the same. I put the Shamgar blessing on that thing. When you pick it up, I say, play like David played. Dance like David did. Sing like David sang. I say, give God your all. Give God everything, church. Oh, I'm here today. Give God what's in your hand. Give God what's in your heart. Give God everything that you have. And let God do it. God everything, church. A farmer with an ox goad slew 600 Philistines. Listen to what the prophet said. With the power of the same God that's on us tonight. With the power, with the anointing. With the same power, the same signs, the same wonders, God is still here in the last days. He had forsaken you, church. Bible days are here again. Demons are being cast out. Sick are being healed. And the tormented are being set free. Shamgar, it's time to have your moment. He stepped out on God's word and said, I'm a son of God. Amen. Brother Westerfield, I'm a child of God. Amen. Oh, let me get to a stopping point. Shamgar heard the stories of David. He heard the story of Joshua. He heard the story of Moses. But those stories did not defeat his Philistines. Those stories, being a good Israelite, just being able to recognize the stories, did not give him victory. And just because you believe God sent a prophet, that's beloved because you say you believe the message of the hour, that don't make you a real believer. Oh, but when you meet the God, when you meet the God that came on Shamgar, when you meet the God that anointed William Branham, when you meet that God, oh, I'm here to tell you, then you can destroy your enemy. Then you can stand before any situation and know that your God has got your back. But the enemy wants you to just say, hey, I got the stories. He's the same God tonight. Bible says that we got a promise
that he that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I have overcame and sit down with the Father in his throne. Church, we have a promise, and there's not a cancer big enough. We have a promise. Andrew and Joseph, and fear can't stand before you. We got a promise, brother and sister. Complexes can't stand before you. We have a promise. You got to recognize who you are. I'm trying to get there, I promise you. Long-winded Louisiana preachers. 20 years of living in fear. They were oppressed for 20 years. 20 years of living in defeat. 20 years of watching his poor little wife wither away. 20 years of battling complexes. 20 years of depression, anxiety, nervousness, sickness, sugar diabetes, heart trouble, back trouble. 20 years of living below his God-given privileges.
Amen.
But one day, I had enough.
Yes.
One day, he had enough. Is this today?
Amen.
Haven't you had enough of the devil's lies? Haven't you had enough of the fears and afflictions? Shamgar. Brother Bram says, Shamgar had a Knox goat, but you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
If a Knox goat can slay 600 Philistines, what about the baptism, Brother David, of the Holy Ghost in this hour? There ain't a devil in hell can stand before your Holy Ghost. It can't stand before your God. It can't trouble you. It can't destroy you. Because why? If the Knox goat can do that, what about the power of God in the church? What about the supernatural moving in the church, discerning thoughts and intents of the heart, healing the sick and delivering the lost? What about that God on display? As I bring this to a close, musicians, make your way back. My wife, prepare. Brother Zion, I need you at the piano. So we bring this down to a close. The general of the Philistine army, he said, okay, boys, it's that time of year. We got to make our rendezvous down to Shamgar's house. You know, he's always putting out a good crop. Good wheat, good corn, good potatoes. I want y'all to go down there. And I want y'all to keep Shamgar under fear. I want you to destroy Shamgar's confidence. You know, Shamgar thinks, oh, he's going to be able to take all that in this year. Just start softly playing. I'm going to be a few minutes. Oh, he goes down there. This little boy, little peasant boy, he's hearing the general commission men to go down to Shamgar's house. He says, sir, he said, if you don't mind, I want to go down there and see what this is all about. I've heard that you've been going down to Shamgar's house for 20 years, and Shamgar, he just gives in. He's just weak. He doesn't do anything. He has no fight in him. He just gives up. Lord, sir, I just want to go down there and watch what takes place. He said, oh, that's fine. Sure, go on. Brother Bam says Shamgar was in the barn, putting up the wheat, putting up the grain. Like some of you came to the service last night, and you stood right here, and you put up the wheat, and you put up the grain. But what happens when everybody's gone? All of a sudden, Trump, 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 here comes fear knocking on your door. Trump, 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 here comes complexes coming back in. Trump, 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 here comes back pain, sugar diabetes, got to go back on dialysis, got heart trouble, got all these things. Oh, God ain't going to keep his word. You just got worked up. That house you're praying for, it ain't going to happen. That child you're praying for, it ain't going to happen. Trump, Trump, Trump. Shamgar began to realize, I'm a son of God. Abraham is my father. Abraham's God is my God. And not only is Abraham's God my God, I'm his son. 1 John. Now, beloved, now we are. I said, now we are the sons of God. Oh, don't put it off in the millennium. You're not going to need it over there right now in this building tonight. Now you are sons of God. When that devil comes back to you, when the excitement is over and the meetings are over and you hear Trump, 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 something begin to well up. I'm a son of God. I don't have to be beat down. I
battle had to be overcome. I know who I am, and I know who I believe. I'm a child of God. That God, the God of William Branham, he's my God, and he's here tonight. A little peasant boy. Brother Branham says, Shamgar jumped out the window. I could imagine, Geronimo! Come on, boys. You done came to the wrong house, Brother Wade. I'm here to do business. Oh! He had an ox goad. It didn't look like much, but in God's hands. I said in God's hands, it's able. And whatever you got in your hand, it's able tonight. Little boy runs back. Boy, he runs back to the general. General, sir! I gotta sit down. Sir, I'm so tired of running. But let me just tell you, we got a problem down in Shamgar's. Rebecca, we got a problem down in Shamgar's. We got a problem. Oh, what's going on, son? Sir, I ain't never seen nothing like this before. I stood there and I watched another being in a white gown come up behind Shamgar. Shamgar jumped out there, sir, in his own human ability. And it looked like when those your guys got close, he was about to go down. But all of a sudden, this man in a white gown came and took the hold of Shamgar's hand, and he anointed that ox goad. And when fear came, and when anxiety came, and when depression came, Shamgar began to swing that ox goad. Oh, when sickness came, and heart trouble came, and depression came, Shamgar swung that ox goad. Oh, sir, there wasn't a devil able to stand within Shamgar, because that man is here tonight. Sir, we got a problem. Shamgar beat some of your men. Okay, son. Rory, would you just tell me? Come on, son, you're just beating around the bush. How many did he meet? Did he beat 10? No, sir. All right, young man. Did he get 20? 40? Higher, higher. Higher, 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 higher. Lift Jesus higher. Did he get 50? Higher, higher. Come on, son. Come on. Did he get 200? Sir, he got all of them. Everyone that you see down there, Shamgar defeated. There wasn't a devil. There wasn't nothing left. Shamgar defeated them all. Oh, Shamgar. I say, Shamgar, have your moment. Have your moment. Have your moment. Rise to your feet and worship God, church. Rise to your feet, Shamgar, and stand for truth. Stand for righteousness. Stand for this message. You let the Spirit of the Lord move on you tonight. Some of you will fight like Shamgar fought. Some of you will dance like Miriam danced. Some of you will sing like David sang. Oh, don't be distracted what's going on up here, Shamgar. We got demons to fight. We got devils to destroy. Well, Brother Joe, we had Friday night. We had Saturday night. We had this morning. But I'm here to tell you, there's more. But where there's more, there's a bigger God. And he's here tonight for you to have a Shamgar moment to your enemy if it comes under your foot. Your enemy comes under your foot. Brother Bam said, if there was ever a time that we should stand and defy the devil, my brother, it's today. It's right now. It's our time to have a Shamgar moment. This is our night to stand for God. Don't lead this service, Shamgar, unless every demon, every power of hell is under your feet. Yes. Let me just share this quote. And this is in the message.
having this vision. He said, don't fear, John. Don't fear, little flock. All that I am. All that I am. This is God speaking. All that I am, you are heir to. All my powers is yours. My omnipotence is yours as I stand in your midst. I have not come to bring fear and failure, but love and courage and ability. All power is given unto me, and it's yours to use. I said it's yours, church, to use tonight. You speak the word, and I will perform it. That is my covenant, and it'll never fail. That's your covenant, and it'll never fail. Stand on the word of God. Speak the word of God. Shamgar, rise on the scene. Hallelujah.
When the Spirit of the Lord falls upon my heart, I will sing like David said. When the Spirit of the Lord falls upon my heart, I will sing like David said. I will sing like David said. I will sing like David said. When the Spirit of the Lord falls upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. When
the Spirit
of the Lord falls upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. I will dance like David.
This is your time to dance. This is your time to worship. This is your time to praise God. This is our night. Yes, sir. I'll be
Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We magnify your name, Lord. Oh, my. What's all that noise about, Brother Nathan? Oh, that's just the shout of the king in the camp. Just the shout of the king. Amen. Well, Brother Timothy was preaching this morning and he reminded me of this quote and I forgot to read it. And then Brother Joe was preaching tonight and reminded me of it again. Actually, two quotes I'll read to you real quickly here. And Brother Joel and I, we made a comment a while back that, you know, you don't hear this quoted in a lot of message churches or hear people say this part a lot, but God and his people, way back in 1950, Brother Bram said, there's a fountain open, flowing freely everywhere. Just drink till you just can't drink no more. The tree, if it just drank to what it was allotment, why, it would just always still in the drought. That's what's the matter with the Christians. They don't drink enough. That's what's wrong with Christians. They don't drink enough. Amen. We don't hear that quote a lot. But he's not talking about wine. He's talking about new wine. That's what's the matter with Christians. They don't drink enough. You want to drink till you just spread out and let somebody else see it. See, push out, get a testimony. He says again in Exodus in 1956, you know what's the trouble today? The reason we're so allergic to so many things, we don't get drunk enough. He says, you believe that? We don't get drunk enough. Amen. When they came out on the day of Pentecost, they was drunk. They was staggering. They said, oh, man, these men are, they're drunk, and it's not even the third hour of the day. Peter said, you're right. You're right. We're drunk, but it's on new wine.
Right.
Amen. He said, this is that. Amen. That was prophesied. Amen. You appreciate the presence of the Lord here this week.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a marvelous time in the Lord that we've had.
Yes.
Amen. It's been good to be in his presence. Somebody asked me about Sister Jessica singing, said, what do you think about her singing? I said, well, she's in my top three female vocals in all the message, and I'm not even sure who the other two are, but she's in the top three. But for those of you that have been here long enough to hear Sister Chloe sing, we've got a little Sister Jessica rising up, so
amen.
Amen. Appreciate the gifts of the Lord, wherever they come from or however they manifest themselves. We appreciate the gifts of the Lord. Well, Brother Timothy told me to stop complaining, so the devil's been telling me all night long that I don't have enough voice to sing this, but you can help me sing this one, so we're going to try it together. Amen. I believe this has been the theme of the meetings this week. Oh, I would not be denied. Oh, no, I would. Oh, till my Jesus came and he made me whole, I would not be denied. Oh, when pains of death seized o'er my soul, unto the Lord I cried. Oh, till my Jesus came and he made me whole, I would.
Lord was gone, and he would not even hear my church, the work's already done. And Christ, my Lord, He is here. So, oh, let's sing it again together. Oh, no. Well, old Satan said my Lord was gone, and he would not even hear my prayer. Oh, but praise the Lord, the work's already done, and Christ my Lord, He is here. So now, Jacob in the days of old, I wrestled with the Lord. Oh, that instant with the courage spoken, I stood upon His word. So, oh, I would not be. Well, old Satan says this message is wrong, and there's mistakes here and there. Oh, but praise the Lord, vindication has been done. Christ, the mystery of God, is revealed. So now I would not be denied. Oh, no, I would not be denied. Tell my Jesus came and made me whole. I would not be denied. Oh, no, I would not be denied. Oh, when pains of death seized o'er my soul, unto the Lord I cried, till my Jesus came and He made me whole. I would not be denied. Says this message is wrong, and there's mistakes here and there. Oh, but praise the Lord, vindication has been done. Christ, the mystery of God, is revealed. So now I would not be denied. Boo, devil. Oh, I would not be denied. Yes, Lord. Oh, no, I would not be. Oh, Jesus came and made me whole. I would Well, I started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. Since then I've had a lot of heartaches, had a lot of grief and woe. Oh, but when I would stumble, then I would humble down. Then and there I would say, wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Oh, no. He tried. Oh, he's offered everything. He's got a name. Although, well, I'm home and some worldly fate. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Oh, church, there's nothing in the world can ever take the place of God's love. All your silver and gold couldn't buy a mighty touch from above. Oh, and when my soul meets him, I begin to feel his power. Oh, do you feel it tonight? Oh, then and there I would say, wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Oh, no, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow, even though the devil tempts me. Started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. Since then we've had a lot of heartaches, had a lot of grief and woe. Oh, but when I would stumble, humble down, oh, then and there I would say, couldn't take nothing for my journey now. Oh, no. This world could ever take the place of God's love. Oh, all your silver and gold couldn't buy a mighty touch from above. Oh, and when my soul needs healing, I begin to feel His Holy Ghost and power. Then and there I would say, wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Turn around and tell your neighbor, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Even though the devil tempts me. Travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. He leads me safely through the sands, and it is the Christ of Calvary. Oh, this would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. Oh, for I need my life. Just lead me safely to that land of rest if I a crown of life have won. Oh, I have put my faith in thee, dear Lord, that I may reach that golden strand. Oh, there's no other friend, Lord, on whom I can depend. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, aren't you glad he's holding to it tonight?
Said, don't you think you should have Brother Furman help you? You're sounding pretty bad. But I still got breath. Amen. Said everything that hath breath. Praise the Lord. I want to try one more. Oh, there are some things I may not know. There are some places, oh, I can't go. But I am sure, oh, I'm sure of this one thing. My God is real, oh, for I can feel him deep within. They go on and just leave this little bride alone.
God is real. I feel Him in my soul. Well, I cannot tell just how you felt when my Jesus took all your sins, took them all away. Oh, but since that day, church, since that very hour, my God's been real. Oh, and I feel His Holy Ghost power. Oh, my God's real. God is real. He's washed and made me whole. His love for me.
Ethan has a testimony he wants to share with us.
Tell him. Say it real loud. Say it real loud.
Tell him.
Make the devil man. Say it in your big voice. Say it real loud. Say it. Say, I am healed. Say it real loud. Say, Jesus.
He just wanted to testify that he was healed. How many else would like to testify? I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm free. My chains are gone. My family's on its way back. My children are on their way back. Amen. Revival's coming to my home. The Holy Ghost is coming to my home. Amen. I'm not going to worry about my debts. Jesus paid my debts. Amen. He paid the price for me. He's going to provide for me. He's going to take care of me and my family. Amen. Oh my. What more can he do? Brother Bram said he shook every gift in front of us that he could shake. Brother Bram said there was a little woman in a store one time. She was pushing her little child around. She was shaking little toys and things in front of it and began to get frantic. The people said, "What's wrong?" She said, "My." She said, "The doctor said he's better, but he's not." Said, "I'm shaking toys and everything in front of him." He said, "Nothing moves him." He said, "That's what the church is like. God shook every gift that he could shake in front of the church, and sometimes it doesn't move us. But I'm thankful that there's still a group of people that can be moved by the Holy Spirit." Amen. Don't you love it when he moves amongst us? Don't you love it when he comes down, changes lives, turns young people around, middle-aged people around, old people around? Amen. My goodness. You just saw a sister that's been on dialysis running up and down the aisles. You just saw a little boy that the doctor said would never ride a bike. Who's riding a bike? Testify, I'm healed. Amen. We saw young people filled with the Holy Ghost, saved and delivered of different things, of people healed in their bodies. Amen. I believe our sister got a new kidney this weekend. Amen. A sister that struggled with diabetes for years came down through all of her insulin and things to check her blood sugars and stuff down here at the altar last night. Brother Jimmy went to pick him up, and his sister Patty said, "Don't pick him up." He said, "Don't worry, I'm just throwing him away." I said, "Don't throw him away in here. Take him out to the dumpster and throw him away. We don't need him in here." Amen. When the Holy Spirit is here, he can heal the blind eyes, the brokenhearted. He can heal your soul, your body, your mind, your spirit. Amen. No matter what the devil did, Brother Branham said, Jesus can make it right. No matter what the devil's done. You say, "But you don't understand, Brother Nathan. I've run too far. I've did this. The doctor said this. My family's in this condition." Anything that the devil did, anything, God can make it right. Amen. Well, I don't know where to stop, but we're going to dismiss anyhow. Oh, my. Well, you can stay after we dismiss, but we're just going to let the crowd that wants to go home go, and then if you want to stay, you can stay. That's all right, too. He said everybody's going to stay, but tomorrow's Memorial Day. I don't guess we got to be anywhere, so. Oh, my. It's good to be in his presence, isn't it? Yes. Okay.
For months, I couldn't stand while the kids were singing at the end of the church, and I've been standing and I've been shouting.
If you couldn't hear in the back, she said, "For months, I haven't been able to stand during the worship at the end of the church," but she said, "I've not only been standing, I've been shouting." Amen. Sister Teresa.
I've dealt with fear and anxiety so much, different tongues. And this morning I woke up, we weren't here last night, and I woke up and I had such fear and anxiety, I didn't know why. And I've never said this to Terry, but I said, "I think I'm going to have to get on medicine." And that's exactly what the brother said this morning. And I just, it's gone. Praise God.
Blue devil. How many can say my chains are gone? My fear is gone. My anxiety is gone. My depression is gone. My nervousness is gone. Oh my, we'll get a little deeper. Say my temper's gone. My stubbornness is gone. My filthy habits are gone. They're underneath the blood. Amen. Anybody else want to testify? We got another.
For a lot of close friends that know me, I've dealt with for years with oppression and depression, just on and off, over and over and over again. It's it was just beat me up so much on Friday. And I'm telling you, when I came up, it's that little stone just moved off my mountain, and I knew it's done with. Because last night the Lord completely delivered me of it.
My goodness. You know, it takes a lot of time and money and effort and things to put together something like this. All the brothers, their travel expenses and the food for their families and their time away from their families studying and their time traveling on the road and their vehicles and the wear and tear and all that. But I'm sure every one of us can say it was worth it.
Amen.
It was worth it. It was worth every bit of it, every effort that was put into it, the musicians staying late and playing for the people in the prayer lines, and every sacrifice that's been made, the trustees and the deacons setting up for the pitch-in meals for the fellowship and everything that has been done. Every sacrifice is worth it when we hear testimonies like that. It's worth it. Amen. You know, sometimes it, you know, you put forth efforts and you don't see any fruits from it, and maybe there is fruits, but we just don't see them this side of eternity sometimes. But when you can see the fruits of the efforts, it makes it so much worth our while. We got another testimony in the back.
Since her faith, she said she wants to make her complete healing with her hair and her eyes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Doctors pronounced me whole, and I wean off my insulin little by little, and every year it gets worse, and it never gets better for 12 years. And I sat at the table last night with my husband after church, and I said, I don't know what happened to me, but I felt like Shamgar.
I believe Brother Branham would say, who did she touch? She didn't touch us brothers, but she touched the hem of his garment.
Amen.
Somebody else have a testimony?
So I don't have a pinched nerve in my back anymore. I don't have migraine headaches anymore. My husband's getting a new job and we're getting a new house.
Be it unto me according to thy word. Amen. Amen. Jesus would say it this way, be it unto you according to your faith. Amen. Faith is here.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Vera. Sister Vera, a couple years ago at our Labor Day meetings, I guess it's been about a year and a half ago, she came up for prayer and she'd wore a thing in her shoe, a lift about that big, 2 inches in her shoe for 20 years. She'd wore that and she wanted prayer because one leg was shorter than the other. And we prayed for her, and she went back. And about 2 months later, she noticed her leg and her foot begin to bother and her feel weird. And so she thought, to wonder what's going on. She took that lift out of her shoe and realized that her foot was exactly the same length as the other one. He's still Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Sister.
I just want to praise the Lord because last night when I went up for prayer, all my joints of my body were hurting and stuff. And I don't sleep very well because I hurt. But last night I slept all the night through. And I woke up this morning with none of my joints hurting. And my joints still don't hurt.
We're just going to keep hearing testimonies come in. Some of you may not even know. The symptoms may not be gone yet, but if you keep testifying, I'm healed. Brother Bim said, God will make your body obey your confession. Amen. He's wonderful, isn't he?
Nathan, I just
want to
confess. I may have swollen feet. I can't wear my shoes because I have so much fluid on my body. I may have all the symptoms. Praise God, I am healed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Bam said they're lying vanities. Said none of you have the symptoms that Jonah did. He was down there 3 days and three nights in the belly of a whale, looked around, whale's belly, whale's belly, whale's belly, whale's belly. He said, they're lying vanities. Amen. If he could have that kind of attitude in a whale's belly, what kind of attitude ought we to have as believers? Amen. Amen. I think we ought to sing this tonight before we go. Oh, isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord? Wonderful, oh, he's wonderful tonight. Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord? Wonderful. Let's sing it again together. Oh, isn't he wonderful? What's recorded in God's word? Isn't Jesus my Lord? Wonderful, one more time. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Isn't Jesus my Lord? Wonderful. As if Lord Jesus, truly you're wonderful, Lord. Lord, we just feel so honored that you've come and blessed us with your presence. Lord, we've seen the sign of the Messiah among us, Lord, the resurrection and the life. Lord, we've seen you come in situations of impossibilities and work miracles, Lord. We've seen you come and, Lord, heal families and heal hearts and heal bodies. Lord, save the lost. God, what a wonderful God you are. Truly, you're wonderful. Lord, we just thank you for this weekend of meetings. We've been so strengthened, Lord, to face the lines of the enemy that would come and try to come against us. But, Lord, we got to remind him we're with you. We thank you for being with us, even in us, to the end of the world. And I rest on that promise all the time, Lord, that you'll never leave us or forsake us.
Lord, it don't matter where we're at. It's not necessarily at a revival meeting or whatever, but it's in our closet, it's at home, it's in our jobs, it's in our cars, it's wherever we're at. You'll never leave us or forsake us. We ask, Lord, now that you would go with us, Father. May we take the words that we've heard and put them in action, Lord. Believe him, the promises of God, looking straight into the eye of the devil and calling him a liar. We love you now, and we appreciate you once again. We thank you for this church. Thank you for this pastor, Lord, all the brothers and sisters here that make up this assembly. The visitors are here, Lord. We thank you for them. We just ask you to bless each and every one of them, Lord, and we can truly say, I have been blessed because of you, Lord. I have been blessed. We just ask that you would take the rest of this day and the coming weeks, Lord, just lead us and guide us. Lord, just continue, Lord, as we walk. May we walk, blessed Lord, in the path thou hast brought. Lord, going on our way to the rapture, that's our goal, that's our ambition, that's our desire. Our desire is not, Lord, necessarily another paycheck or another job or another house, another car. Our desire is a body change. That is what we're looking for, and that's what we're anticipating, is leaving this old vile, sinful world. And Lord, we're going to be waving to these devils goodbye. Goodbye, and we'll see you. We're out of here. You can call me whatever you want to call me. You better call me gone, because I'm out of here. And I ask, Lord, you'll just bless each and every heart and every life, Father. We love you and appreciate you. We give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, for truly it belongs to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. I sure don't have the voice to sing Call Me Gone, or I would. Amen. God bless you tonight. You know, I know Ethan had a hard time getting out his testimony, but he started a testimony meeting. Do you realize that? A little 12-year-old boy started a testimony meeting. What can you do for God? Amen. It's been good to be in church. Brother Luke pointed out this afternoon that I missed something. I had announced that we had Texas and Louisiana, different things represented, but he said, you missed the best state, Tennessee. And so you can tell where Brother Luke is from. So good to have all those from Kentucky and Indiana and Tennessee and wherever you come from. But it's been good to be in his presence most of all. Amen. God bless you. Let's sing it as we go. Isn't he wonderful? Oh, isn't he wonderful?